the point of it all? To hold you down where you fall on the fragments of a dream you saw come true that wasn't meant for you. Pointless, those shattered fingers of blame. You were never in their game. Like the echo of a lie you tell yourself when no one's there to hear. I am pointless, naked and let rain, bound by betrayal's pain. Watch the babies come and go, gouged out of hollow frames. Out of hollow frames, all too soon they'll come to see home. Pointless is the point of it all, to hold you down where you fall on the fragments of a dream you saw come true that wasn't meant for you. Pointless, those shattered fingers of blame. You were never in the game. Like the echo of a lie you tell yourself when no one's there to hear. I am pointless. Red, white, and blue are ghosts. Lives that once mattered most. Locked in hearts too late for houses, endless this ebb and flow, uneasy status quo, far too soon she'll come to see is the point of it all, to hold you down where you fall on the fragments of that dream you saw come true that wasn't meant for you. Pointless, those shattered fingers of blame. You were never in the game. Like the echo of a lie you tell yourself when no one's there to hear. With spirit advantage and reason held hostage by counterpoint, the victor seems victim when truth lies beside him on our world's disjoint. Thank you. amazing.
Thank you, sir.
Well, welcome once again to the Performance Studio at WRTI 90.1. My name is J. Michael Harrison, and I think first and foremost, we'll send a big thank you out to all the veterans and what they've done for all of us, and we really appreciate everything that you've done. And we have a really special performance today. In a second, I'm going to have you to give all of your names. Because I think, you know, two of them, many in the listening and viewing audience may associate with some of the greatest artists of all time, for sure. So I'll have you run through the whole thing, but I'm going to try to give it a go. Ola Onabule.
Very, very, very
I've been good. Practicing.
Very impressive. All right. Thank you.
But now give them the full list of names.
The full name is Ola Tunji Olugbenga Abdulmajid Olaruwaju Adetunkunbo Omotayo Onabule.
I didn't practice that one. But yeah, you know, Anikalupo, Olatuja, you know, when you think of Fela and Olatuja, two of the greatest of all times. Now, was that intentional? Were those names given to you in any way associated with those artists, or where did that come from?
They're reasonably common names in Yoruba land, they usually tell a story. Each name, you know, describes something that happened to a particular generation. And for me, I've got so many of them because there's so many more that I don't even know, because I'm the firstborn son of a firstborn son of a firstborn son. So you kind of inherit the names, whether you want them or not.
It goes on.
Exactly.
No, it was great to have you here today. We heard the title selection from the new work.
Absolutely.
Pointless. A wonderful project. Why don't you give maybe a little bit of an overview of this project? It's very poignant. Hits on a lot of issues. So if you can give us a little insight, a little perspective to the new CD.
Well, the album came into being over one evening, essentially. The concept for the album came into being over one evening. I was sitting around my computer and someone shared a video. And as tends to happen these days, you're watching the thing that's been sent to you before you know what you're watching. And in this particular instance, it was the interior of a car, a man sitting at the wheel, someone filming, and there's someone outside the car, and within a second he's been shot. And in the panic and pandemonium that ensues, the camera's moving around, we see a little girl sitting on the back seat, and the video ends. And I'm sitting there, you know, essentially traumatized, trying to figure out what to do with this information I've got. And the only way I could kind of therapize myself was to write
cleansing,
a song.
Sure.
Yes. So I wrote the first song of the album, Ballad of the Star Cross, was more or less written that evening. Mm. And I just kept writing. And many, many songs later, I had enough to put together an album and realized I'd written an album about violence, modern day violence, whether it be emotional, political, psychological, physical, rooted in authority, mm-hmm. and so on and so forth, and hence the album.
Yeah, no, it's you know, with all that darkness, it's a wonderful project.
Oh, well, thank you.
No, it's really a great project, and you know, again, it's great to have you here today. You're going to give us another piece.
I am.
What are we going to hear next?
We're going to hear, actually, counterintuitively, we're going to hear a song from an old album. This is a song called How. And it's a song about trying to figure out who you are from the inside out before you work out what you're going to do with the world out there, rather than have it motivate everything you do and think and feel and say. How?
That's wonderful. When we come back, you'll give us a little perspective on this wonderful band that you have here.
Absolutely.
With you,
yes.
As well. But for now, yeah. How?
Fantastic. Thank you, sir.
I make most things right. I suffer the plague of a simple man, and yet we hold the key for the ones here. come. That ill-sounding drum beats within my mind. Take you to the tree that's been burning. Bradley says the world's been turning. What you need to know is in the tree, the key of life. A sun will take love off those who need it. Then you must discern, cause this has meaning. What you need to know is in the tree, the key of life. Some say one day is bound to return to correct the wrongs we've done in our human way. Oh, and how will it know that I'm not one of those who has sold all his soul just for human gain? Take you to the tree that's been burning. Bradley says the world's been turning. What you need to know is in the tree, the key of life. Some will take love far from those who need it. Then you must discern this has meaning. What you need to know is in the tree, the key of life. You need to know it's in the tree, the key of life. Some will take love far from those who need it. Then you must discern, cause this has meaning. What you need to know is in the tree, the key of life. What you need to know is in the tree. What you need to know is in the tree, the key of life. What you need to know is in the tree, the key of life. The closest with the word you need to know. tree, the key of life. What you need to know is in the tree, the key of life. What you need to know is in the tree. The key of
his name once again, Ola Onabule. Great to have you here, man.
Thank you very much. Oh,
no, this is wonderful. We've got a wonderful audience here with
Absolutely.
Us today.
Absolutely. Hi, audience.
And of course, all the viewers out there. You were born in London.
I was born in London, yeah.
And then moved to Nigeria.
Yeah, at the age of seven. For 10 years, lived in Nigeria. Yeah.
So that's, you know, it seems like maybe a little different. Many born in Nigeria go to London, but you're making a trek back. You know, for you, having that opportunity to, you know, to experience both that world and Europe and London, and then, you know, back to the motherland, if you will. If you can talk about what those two experiences offered and you know, contributed to your development.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it was the traditional thing to do back in the 60s. A lot of the Nigerians who found themselves in the UK were there to get an education, you know, just improve themselves generally, returning to the motherland, as it were, you know. And the plan always was to go back home. And around that time, it was the thought was, you know, go back home and do some nation building. Mm. So when my parents left the UK, they thought they were going back for good. And the idea was that I would get sent back, study to be a lawyer, and come back home and join in the effort to nation build and all that kind of stuff. But I discovered jazz instead. And
the plan went awry.
The plan went awry. Okay. So, but it was a great 10 years because the significant revelation was this place of 180 million people who all looked like me, where I realized I didn't have to consider myself other than in the ways that I, you know, we're all other than in some way or shape, but not in the ways that had been powerfully reinforced, you know, growing up as a young child in the UK. And that really kind of threw my the doors to my mind open. And, you know, and maybe were the seeds of what turned into this constant philosophical contemplation journey thing that I'm on. You know, who are we? Why are we here? What's the point of us all looking slightly different but being entirely the same, other than that micron thick layer of whatever it is. And so it was important to have gone back and to return and then go forward out into the rest of the world.
How did jazz come into your life and redirect things for you?
Well, the first love was soul. So a lot of it was rooted in this town. A lot of the music that I heard growing up was rooted in this town, and a lot of Motown as well. It was when I was in university that, you know, this cool dude dropped a whole load of stuff on me, starting from Louis Armstrong to Ellington to Miles, all the essentials, and beyond, you know, into the kind of fusion-y based Yellow Jackets, Weather Reports kind of stuff. And I just lost it. I thought, wow, what a powerful communication. Oh, of course, I could hear the strains of the stuff that was happening back home, you know, some of the Afrobeat in there. And I was fascinated by the journey, the music, the round trip that the music had made, you know, pollinating itself, but, you know, between the diaspora and the home country. So it fascinated me, and, it, you know, it's a lure, stays with me to this day.
But you have my, I would say, old friend, but he's only 21.
Absolutely.
The great Kelvin Bell with you on guitar today. Why don't you give us a little perspective on these guys that are hanging out with
Absolutely.
You?
Well, we'll start with Kelvin. He told you he was 21, but he's actually 20.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, in truth.
He's trying to make himself legal. Is that
okay? Yeah, well, this is Mr. Kelvin Bell, an exceptionally gifted and, you know, legendary guitarist. I'm incredibly proud to have him in the band. Over on percussion, we have Mr. Victor C. Yun. Once again, these guys, you know, are they command huge amounts of respect wherever they go, and with me as well, they're immense. Victor on percussion. And on keyboards, we have to Mr. Darwin Noguera, who's the longest serving member of the troupe so far.
Okay.
Exceptional pianist. What can I say? I'm a very lucky chap.
It's evident. Yeah. All right, I think we have time for one more selection.
Okay.
I think I know what it is, but I'm going to ask you to tell me what it is.
Aha. Okay. And may I also tell a little story about
please,
the importance of this song?
About,
well, you know, you very, very kindly presented this song to NPR, and it got chosen as one of their new upcoming, you know, notables. And that's how we find ourselves here. The song's called The Old Story. It's a song that deals with a rather difficult part of the story that, you know, these events evolved. It's a man contemplating why he has to be at the center of such a tragedy. He's the one who's doled out the tragedy, and he's not happy with the way the fates have dealt him this particular hand.
Yeah, he has the authority.
He has the authority
he's
to do
this. He's
been
granted the power.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, and in a moment of reflection, he thinks, how did this come to be? And he contemplates the route that history takes and allots each person their role, you know. So, yeah.
I think we should have printed out flyers for the audience so they could sing that chorus. That
you're
you know, but they're about to find out.
What a fantastic idea. I wish we thought
next
about.
Time.
Absolutely.
So, again, this is...
This is called The Old Story.
All right. Once again, hola, on a boule.
Thank you. Every night tormented by apparitions in forms that move like an ancient masquerade. A bloody visage whisper, these are not delusions, no. Just the justice that surpass these that overstay. I hear them cry, we don't do scot-free. No checking out, doubting what will be. The dust be sages, or are we? Cause generations we recall, till locked in step with history's beam. We'll tell the old story. Oh, what shall do do? Oh, Jufufu. Oh, Sokumaru. Oh, Wawukwa. Oh, what shall do do? Oh, Jufufu. Oh, so come on. As I dim his lights, they shine a dawning. Yeah, yeah. This promised land of beginnings delivered his end. And from that revelation I divine dominating, nurtured a true start of meaning. A lot that pretends. I hear him cry, I don't do victim. But why must I exist just to tell a man? I must prepare him to die. I plan to live, not live the plan. I try but never do all that I can. Trapped in the old
Dim his lights, they shined at dawn. This promised land of beginnings delivered his end. And from that revelation I divined a meaning, nurtured a truth, stopped a meaning. Life that pretends, I heard him cry, oh wa-bu-ba, oh wa-sha-do-do, oh ju-fu-fu, oh so-kum-o-ru, oh wa-bu-ba, oh wa-sha-do-do, oh ju-fu-fu. Where must I be the angel of death? Death, no, yo, oh, hey, oh, wa, oh, wa, sha, do, do, oh, ju, fu, fu, oh, so, come, the room.
Thank you.
That is special. That is very, very, very special, man. You know, I have to give a big shout out to our production team, because there's been a lot of struggle to get this going yes. today. But, you know, Tyler and Paul and yourself, you guys, with all the patience for persevering and making this happen. You know, I think it's a special treat to have you here. Also, shout out to the record label and everybody that's helped make this happen today, man. It's really wonderful Absolutely. To have you here. You're a very stylish cat, man. You know, every time I've seen one of the videos, you're always, you know, showing a little swag. Where's that come from? Where did that develop?
Oh, well, my dad said if you dress well, you show respect to your audience. And I, you know, he told me that as a kid. So whoever you share a space with, and, you know, it's just stayed in my mind. It's a habit now.
Yeah, take that with you, for sure. Absolutely. No, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Things that may be coming up, folks out there that they may be able to look for down the road.
Yeah, we've got one more date left in the U.S., and it's in Boston. It's the famous Scholars. You know, we're there on the 15th. Come down and see us if that's a drive you're willing to make or if you're in the city. And then we hope in the new year to be back to do quite a few dates, you know.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
Look forward to seeing everyone again.
If folks want to keep up with what's going down, all things Ola, what's the best ways for them to do that?
All the social media / Ola Onabele. So Facebook / Instagram / Ola Onabele, Twitter. You can find me that way. And the music's available on all the digital download sites. So fairly easy to find.
Well, it's been a wonderful day. Again, today, Veterans Day, you know, a really special day. Salute to all the veterans out there, and thank you for your service. 11-11 is also Hail the Whale National Corduroy Day. I was going to wear some corduroy. I couldn't find any at home today. but, you know, and also the great Hannibal Lukembe, the trumpet player, it's his birthday today. So a wonderful day. So, again, thank you to the audience. Great to have you here. This is WRTI 90.1 live from the Performance Studio. And also, today is the day that we kind of launch our official campaign to let the world know that WRTI and our video content is now shown on NPR's Music Live session. So that's big for us as well. So there's a lot of positive activity going on. Amen. Once again. That. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate you reaching
Thanks
out.
For having me.
No, this is wonderful.
Thanks for all your support. Amazing support. Thank you.